Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then. You're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
Week 10. Some interesting things happened over the course of week 10. First off, the Jets cut Michael Carter, which upset me.
Yeah.
Deeply. Because I'm trying to figure out how and why did that happen.
I'm like, where is it that Michael Carter is responsible for the team struggle?
Right. And he's a third, and he had third string per se, or a third down running back, excuse me?
Per se, yeah. Per se. It just don't make sense to me. I would never, ever figure that out. Never.
So he got cut. And then after Monday night's loss, what is his name? I'm trying to remember it. Ken Dorsey. He got cut, or he got fired, and Joe Brady's going to be named interim replacement, the quarterback's coach anyway. This was a different defense at one point that allowed 70 points against Miami.
Yeah.
And to come back to win like that against the Buffalo Bills for the game-winning field goal says a lot about Where's Denver's mindset is at right now. That's just to me. I mean, I still don't think it's, you know, as, you know, what people would make it, but it's, you know, it's a improvement for sure.
Yeah. Winners of three straight and being able to collect those three wins in a row, they have to take a lot of, let's say, changes, to say the least.
Yeah.
It took a lot of changes. It took a lot of mental focus at that for,
and accountability. You know,
and accountability. Well, I'm hoping it's accountability. I really hope and pray.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, me being a fan of Denver, you know, some things I just have to take with a grain of salt because of, you know, what's been going on in the first half of the season and how the struggles really came out to be real struggles. And now they're actually, you know, on the fast track of getting back to above 500 at some point. So, you know, hopefully that Sean Payton can release some of his trust and cut his ego into, like, throwing away and work better with the team.
Right.
So that's where I pretty much stand with Denver in that case.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so let's run through. Week 10, and let's just get this out the way right now. Per our conversation earlier, I was supposed to only read out scores, and that was it because you wanted nothing to do with talking to me anymore. So, so I'm gonna ask.
You know the deal.
I'm actually gonna do just that. I'm just gonna read through these scores, but I do have something to say about one particular game. But that's about it. But read through the scores real quick and be done with it.
Get busy.
He don't like it because I decided that I was going to eat cream of wheat plain. No, but
I'm like, bro, can you imagine? Can you really imagine sitting down, having your breakfast, and having quinoa wheat with absolutely nothing in it. I'm like, damn, bro, you don't even put a pinch of cinnamon or a pinch of sugar or a pinch of butter. Like, you don't want nothing to at least sweeten that shit up.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? Yuck. No, I can't do it. No. No. I can't even do cocoa wheat like that. If I now sat down and literally did shit like...
I couldn't do that.
I can't do both. No. I don't do oatmeal. I don't do grits. I don't do quinoa wheat. I don't do... I'll do them in plain shit. It has got to put something in it. No, it's something just has to be in it. I could do it. I could do it like the, you know, the cream of wheat and cocoa wheat. I could put it. Sure in hell ain't no damn grits. Sure in hell ain't no damn oatmeal. Hell no.
I love those.
Fuck them. I'm not doing that.
Once upon a time, fun fact, once upon a time, and I didn't tell you this, once upon a time, I used to have grits with shrimp.
That's a common thing that I have heard about.
Yeah.
Yes, I have heard about that.
Yeah, I had it with shrimp.
And I'm sitting here surprisingly, it's all right.
Now I'm surprised by that one.
Yeah, it's all right. I haven't tried it, but it's all right
because it has an interesting taste with a sweet. And then you got this shrimp that's on top of it. It's just interesting to me. It's interesting to me.
I mean, it's just like that with it's just like that with mushroom burgers. It's nothing different. See? Yeah, you talk about me now. That's how it is with you with that damn quinoa wheat with no damn sweets on it. Gross. Just water? Hell no. Ugh. No. See, I could go and do a mushroom burger, put the mushrooms in it, you know, put your little seasonings in it, you know, put all this good stuff in it, and then at the end of the day, you got brand turkey mushroom burgers, and boom, you got yourself a meal. But fucking crema wheat with no sweets, nothing? That kind of stuff gets me on the speechless side. It's just kind of like, bro.
This is not getting you speechless. You are roasting me. You roasted me before this recording, and you're roasting me now.
I can't. It just don't make no sense. Like, what are you going to do? Like how you said that the taste is something you got used to.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Ha! Fucking hell!
Because it's been months. Girl,
you know what that's like.
And look, look, here's the thing. I'm full.
That's an unhealthy kind of fool.
What you mean that's unhealthy?
That's an unhealthy kind of fool, man. You might as well just eat the pants. Dang! Try for a change.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Damn it, that's what you're doing. Water, that's it. They say add water on it. Yeah, that's good. But you might as well just eat it just plain. Put it in a plastic container, and just
eat it. Eat what plain? Plain. I do.
Without the water. Just put it in a container and eat it. That's how you're eating anyway.
Dry. No, it gotta be liquid.
No. 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 You might as well just eat that shit dry. That shit is nasty. Yeah. No. You're insane. Something is wrong with you. I don't know what it is, but something is wrong with you.
No, I'm fine.
I can't figure this out. You can't even put a dab of banana in it?
No.
No,
I could, but we don't have any. But so, no.
Who cares, dude? You gotta do something. This is insane,
girl. There's nothing wrong with that. You just don't like it. You want to ponder on that for a minute? I'll at least read two scores and we'll go from there.
Well, I'd rather have collard green juice over criminal wheat.
Durham.
Blaine.
I don't know how to answer that.
You don't. You right. Barely don't know how to answer with nothing in it.
Thursday night. We'll get back to that in a minute. Because I got to process that one. I got to process that one.
And be careful how you do it. Go ahead.
I'm fine. So let's get that. I'm full. So I'm excited about that.
This podcast supposed to have been over.
Oh, oh, poor Daryl. We are literally 10 minutes in. Daryl, I am so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thursday night. The Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears 16-13. And then the Sunday game, the early Thursday game, the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots down in Frankfurt in the Germany game. The Indianapolis Colts 10-6. Mac Jones threw a pick in the end zone and got benched. You think that was a good call to do that?
Well, let's put it this way. Backup quarterback came in, closed the seconds of the game, and threw another pick. So what do you think? To me, that was not a good call. It's not good. Not good at all. They both threw picks. Not good at all.
Well, for one Well, for one thing, you just got to remember that Colts' defense are far more, you know, stronger than a lot of people pay attention to. They got a lot of weapons on the defensive end. So you're
going to make quarterbacks nervous. Which is the reason why Mac Jones should have actually stayed in the game.
I agree.
He should have stayed in the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, we just do a podcast.
Yeah, we do. We do. They didn't even score. I don't think they scored a touchdown, did they?
Just two field goals.
Two field goals, yeah.
Yep, two field goals.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans and the Cincinnati Bengals, Houston 30-27. Green Bay at Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh 23-19. Tennessee at Tampa Bay. Good Lord. Tampa Bay 20-6. Cleveland and Baltimore. Cleveland 33-31. And then San Francisco and Jacksonville.
San Francisco, ass whooping.
Yes, 34-3. San Francisco didn't even give them any time to breathe.
No, they didn't. I think that addition to Chase Young really helped.
Yeah.
San Fran.
It did.
That definitely helped him.
I agree. New Orleans and Minnesota. Minnesota 27-19. Atlanta and Arizona. Arizona 25-23. Now, Madden 24, I played with my player, and I think I won. I didn't win by much. It was 30. Oh, gosh. I hate it because I always forget it when I get in here. And so now I have got to look to make sure that it's accurate. And then it probably won't even be on here, to be honest, because it wasn't the whole game. Because, see, at that point, I was leading 20. They were leading 20-14. So I think the final score was 20. You know what? I think the final score was 27-24. But I'm fixing to find out.
And I by all means.
I thought you could.
Who, me?
No, I thought I could on here, but I can't.
You probably got to split up in so many different ways, unless you actually had the game play in the folder.
You're right. I forgot about that. Shoot, you're right. I forgot about that. And I do got it in the folder. Because I was one of the... Because I wanted to resemble how closely these scores are, particularly with these games. And it's just like, sometimes it's just so scary.
It is.
How close it is.
Yeah.
But while that's doing this thing, Detroit and the San Diego Chargers, aka the Los Angeles Chargers. Detroit 41-38. Now you want to talk about an ass whooping? Here's another one: the Giants and the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. The Cowboys 49-17. Washington Commanders and the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks 29-26. Sunday night, the New York Jets and the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders 16-12. And then on Monday night, of course, we just talked about that a little bit. The Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. Denver 24-22. The go-ahead field goal for Denver to win that game.
Do you think Josh Allen has the Madden curse? He's not hurt, but he's been struggling.
Thurl, I think every quarterback that has been there or every athlete that has been on Madden cover has had some kind of curse.
Yeah. And everybody that's been on the Madden cover had the Madden curse of being hurt. Right. Josh Allen is just
not
struggling.
Playing good.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Jackson got injured. Patrick Mahomes, I think, got getting injured.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Brady didn't get hurt.
He did.
He got hurt the year he was on the cover?
Yeah, with him and Patrick Mahomes, I thought he got hurt.
Oh, I don't remember him getting hurt.
Maybe, I thought he did.
Well, maybe I missed something. But, I mean, you go back, OBJ in 16, he got it.
Yeah, he got hurt. Peyton Hillis, he got hurt.
He got hurt going back as far as Madden 12. Ray Allen got hurt going as far as back. And
well, Ray Lewis.
I'm sorry, Ray Lewis and Michael Vick got hurt.
They got hurt.
They all got
hurt. Marshall Faulk got hurt.
Yep, well, you're absolutely right. That was 2003. That was I couldn't get to the Super Bowl at all. Because I was playing with Miami then. I couldn't do it.
I remember me and you playing together in Madden 2003.
Wasn't that Miami?
I thought it was the Colts.
Okay, because I did one with Miami.
You did one by yourself, and then me and you did one together.
Yep, because I couldn't do it with Miami, and I don't think I did it with you with the Colts at all.
No, we tried everything. We tried to make changes to try to make it damn near a not a superstar, but like more of like veteran slash rookie team. It just didn't work. We tried. That's all I can say.
Madden and 2K. 2K5. Yeah. Did everything in our willpower. You tore your ACL and I ended up getting injured. Mm-hmm.
I had tore my ACL.
I had to move back to the running back position.
And then you had to put I forgot his name too. Him into the quarterback position, and you play running back, and then you end up getting hurt. It was like, oh my gosh! It was insane. So the last time we had played, that we was like 6-6 or 7-6, had 7-6 because we had just came back from 59 down to Tennessee,
but could not win that game.
I thought we won by field goal.
Oh, that one. I was thinking of another one.
No, I think we're going by field goal.
I don't know how we did that, but
it was all in the second half.
Well, I had always told a lot of people when I play 2K, I am like the king of comebacks in the second half. And you both combined together, we are.
Now, I have to follow your lead, man. I was like, shit, I can't come back 59 down. And I'm like, nah, I can't do this. Yeah. I was ready to give up, but then we just marched it down. Yeah. We marched it down. We had quite a few consecutive three and outs that enabled us to stop the clock. That's all we kept doing was stopping the clock, We couldn't control it on the defensive end. We couldn't control it. But on the offensive end, that's all we did.
It was those sacks on defense that kept the clock moving. Your deflections that helped stop the clock. But it was mainly the sacks that I would have.
And I think I had two interceptions, too. Yeah,
two interceptions you did. And I think that's what pulled us in. Like, if we got the work done on the defensive end, oh, we going to damn well get it done on the offensive end.
Sure was.
Oh, we were going to get it done on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We definitely was going to do that.
No diggity, no doubt.
So, back to this Arizona and Atlanta game. Arizona won at 25-23. I actually won that game by the final score of 36-29.
Kyler Murray came back too, so that was big.
Yeah, that is big. It's big for him in real life, but in Madden 24, no. Maybe it's just because I don't know how to play with him, but nah.
Nope. You still won, though, either way.
Oh, yeah, that was my creative player. Yeah, absolutely. You damn right I was going to win.
Oh, right, you did, yeah. I can forget because you have quite a few, so it's like, whew. Hard to keep up.
No doubt. It is hard to keep up. I just got two players. I just got the first one, the one I got cut from the Cardinals, and then the second one that I restarted with the Cardinals in itself. That's where we stand. And that's what's going on. But that's all I have on this side. Anything else you want to add?
I'm just going to add this. 2K. Winless, period. It's the one thing. It could be very simple. People could be like, "Hey man, why don't you just buy you some PC and just move your player up and be done with it?" Here's why I don't do that. It's kind of like a protest. It's kind of like to a point where 2K is taking a lot of people's hard-earned money to spend money on shit they really don't fucking need. And that's all they're doing is just ripping people off left and right, left and right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, forget it. I might as well just go ahead and just, you know, throw in the hustle and grind on it, put it on my sleeve and be done with it. I got my player up to a 62 overall rating. It's, you know, a work in progress. And that's the reason why we're still winless. And the only way I could get through is through my playmaking ability. That's the only way I could be able to earn a good amount of BC is through playmaking.
That is exactly the thing. And that's the reason why I got cut from Arizona playing Madden 24, because it's like I was so low rated. I couldn't, you had to have a set specific skills to be able to do something. And I just could not do anything.
No, because you never had the opportunity to do it. Except maybe in practice, but you really just couldn't go out there on the football field and just, you know, show off the skills that you had. So that's why you got cut. And I'm surprised that, I mean, Chauncey Billups ended up getting fired in my game. They got some other Heen Young Cho coach on there. So it's like,
wow.
We're still straight up winless.
See.
And Portland, on the other hand, in real life is, you know, they're doing way a lot better than, doing way a lot better. They're, they are 3-6.
Three is not too bad.
No, they're doing better than us because we're, at this point, I think 0-8. Mm-hmm. Yep. If I'm right, it's supposed to be 0-8.
Or 0-9.
Something like that.
Depending on when you played the last game.
Well, I really, really played the last game was, I think.
I'm just talking about falling in the week time span.
Yeah, it's 0-9.
Okay.
I think it's 0-9. But there was something I really wanted to bring to your attention, and I forgot what it was. Oh, what do you think about the Clippers situation right now?
What's the Clippers situation?
They have not won since James Harden got traded to the team. They are 0-4. What do you think about that? I hear a lot of people say that James Harden is the problem. I would say the same thing.
Can I really just honestly share my thought? Just honestly?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Yep. Good response. Oops. Oops. Yeah. Really, really got to a point where James Harden felt like that he was the system. Like, his system could win multiple championships and ain't one.
Shit.
That's what.
Lord. Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
How do you think that your system's going to win anything, but you have not been able to prove that you can win it that way?
You, the only thing you have really proven up to this point is that you could be a 60-point, 50-point triple-double. That's what you have proven. You have proven that you can break records. You have proven that. But you have not proven overall that you can actually lead a team to win a championship. You have lead a team to win playoff games, but you have not gotten into the NBA Finals at all.
Right.
You haven't proved that type in a system way that you can actually lead a team.
Sometimes you do have to just fall under people to kind of get a system going to be able to be the system. But if you're going to automatically think that you are the system, then that's a automatic wrong answer.
That's why I think it's going to fail, because of the fact that James Harden is doing too much.
Yeah, way too much.
When he's doing a lot, he is actually, you know, putting his dribbles to use, trying to be the playmaker. He's trying to be the premier shooter.
Yeah.
You can't really do it all. Like people that like Kyrie and Luka Doncic, you know, they could be able to do more than one task. They could be able to do that. Right. James Harden could be able to do those type of multiple tasks. But the problem that we're looking at here is that he claims to be the system. Luka Doncic dumped. Kyrie Irving dumped.
Right.
You know, back in the day, Reggie Miller didn't. Michael Jordan didn't. He had to actually sit down in reality and be like, well, I don't like this type of play to where they really can't depend on me, but I really have to go and look at this in a different light. I have to look at it Phil Jackson's way. Phil Jackson has points. Hey, if somebody's open, do you pass it to him? Yes. Pass it to him so they can shoot the ball. You know, triangle offense. It's all written there in black and white, and James Harden is just one of those problems. He's gonna be sitting in the free agent after this season, if I wouldn't be surprised before the All-Star game, and he's gonna be out.
Cause they ain't gonna keep him.
No, they ain't gonna keep him.
They ain't gonna keep him.
Nope. If he don't actually sit down and start listening, he actually, you know, go by what needs to be go by in the system and the playbook and all that. They ain't keeping him. That's a done deal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's just nonsense on that behalf.
It's ridiculous. I've never seen such egotistic attitude to a point where you really think that you got to be the system and that's it.
And be the star on top of that.
Like you're going to have to go beyond that.
Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, you're really going to have to get to a point where if you're going to be that, you're going to have to really prove that the mentality of your play is going to suffice, you know, during this season. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's too many problems within himself and the organization to where he's just blaming everybody. He's not taking accountability for, you know, himself. So that's a big problem to me, in my personal opinion. Big problem.
One last thing.
Yes.
Monday night next week, the 20th, Philadelphia, Kansas City. What are you thinking?
Oh, is that the rematch of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Philadelphia 8-1, Kansas City 7-2. It is a rematch of the Super Bowl. What you thinking?
Man. I can say it's going to be another good game. I can say that.
Yeah.
I mean, A.J. Brown is playing out his ass. He is he's also one of the ones that has consecutive 100-plus receiving yards in consecutive games. Yeah. And Amarese Brown is another one.
Yeah, hell, so is Darius Swift's son. He's playing good, too.
Oh, the dude that can't stay out of the gym, that just loves sleeping in the gym?
Yeah, loves sleeping in the gym. Darius Swift's son doing good, too.
Yes, he is. He is. And then, you know, that – the Kelce brothers again. So that's going to be interesting. Oh, Jason Kelce is one hell of a center, boy. He's the GOAT in the center position. You hear me?
Yeah.
Boy is
He is no like other, man. He's amazing. He is incredible on how he can actually up-tune his offensive line.
Yeah,
it's amazing. That's gonna be a good game.
He kind of makes me think of Jeff Saturday, where he was, for the Colts and how they were able to uphold that offensive line when it came down to the pass attack.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous. Awesome. It's awesome. Same team for the same amount of years. Travis Kelce, same way. Same team for the same amount of years. You can't go wrong with this game.
No.
This game is gonna be a good one.
Yeah, you can't go wrong either way. Absolutely.
Patrick Mahomes, he's still playing good football without Tyreek Hill. Yeah. Tyreek Hill is still playing good football with the Dolphins. So it's a win-win. This is still going to be a good game.
Absolutely.
High offense? Absolutely.
It's definitely going to be high offense.
High-scoring offense. That's what it's exactly going to be.
I don't know if it's going to be high-scoring offense, but I think it's going to be a high yardage type of
order. Yeah. I'm not ruling anything out at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling nothing out at this point. Either way, it's just going to be a good-ass game.
I agree. And Detroit's just looking good. 7-2.
Yeah.
Man.
See, you see how the wins really come in?
Yes.
Miami and Philadelphia. Yeah. That was a good even spot. And now you got Detroit.
Detroit picking up a draft pick. Mm-hmm. Running back and DeAndre Swift going to Philadelphia. That awesome.
That's phenomenal.
It's awesome.
It's phenomenal.
You could think of busts like with the Colts and the Browns with Trent Richardson.
Oh God, that's what that fool's name? Gritty Grigson.
Yeah.
Ryan Grigson.
Yeah.
Like I did a podcast. I literally did. You know how sad that is? I literally did a breaking mental health podcast on him back in year one.
Yeah.
On him.
Yeah.
Literally.
He was toxic.
It was horrible. I sat there and literally pinpointed every problem that the Colts was having with him, even though that they were still winning above 500, 11-5 every year. Still problem after problem after problem, except that it was 2016 when they went 8-8. I pinpointed everything. I pinpointed the issues that he had with Pat McAfee. I pinpointed the issues that he had with Reggie Wayne. I pinpointed everything. That was over an hour podcast. That was literally over an hour podcast. I'm sitting here and I'm like, bro, this shit's got to be better. Pat McAfee even had a dream of being in the WWE, which he did eventually get that dream. Mm-hmm. But when Grigson was around and Pat McAfee was trying to do it, he wasn't trying to hear him. He wasn't trying to hear him. I'm like, bro, where's your support at? What are you doing to yourself?
Hurting himself. That's all.
How do you live with yourself? On top of it, how do you live with yourself?
He think he living with himself correctly.
No. He was horrible.
Oh, I know.
He was like, it was my first year, you know, it's my first time doing it. It was, a learning growth opportunity. Bullshit. Sit your ass down. Just sit down.
Garbage.
No, you felt you had the authority, that you had control. You felt like you was just on top of the world, that you could just suck in everybody else's blood and just spit them out and just think that it's A-okay. Boy, shut your ass up. You, on the other hand, don't even make no sense. I don't know how you even... What was Ursay thinking? Another goof. What was he thinking? I know a lot of people sit there and be like, dude, why you be shitting on Ursay? Because he deserves to be shitted on. Look at what the hell he done put us through, put all these players through. What do you think he did?
Yeah. Yeah.
He got to go. He's got to go. Just like how Grigson, he got to go. He ain't in the fire. It's like, this is just another headache in itself.
Yeah, no doubt.
Another headache.
Yeah. But that's all I have, Joe. I'm just curious.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on that rant like that.
I did. It was a tangent that needed to be had, for sure.
I mean, yeah, check out that podcast. I literally went down and nasty on that podcast. I literally let it rip. That needed to be said. That wasn't even supposed to be a sports podcast. That was just a breaking, that was just a mental health podcast.
Yeah.
Everyday life. So I actually literally took that into a professional type of ordeal behind sports.
Yeah.
Because sports is not going to be everything if you're living the life of like Ryan fucking Grigson.
Right.
You're just not going to make it.
Right. No doubt.
And then one last thing for me. One last thing for me real quick. There's a 9 o'clock game between the Trailblazers and the Jazz. So I'm definitely going to be seeing that the Portland Trailblazers is going to win that game, which I didn't. So all of these games are pretty much up on our YouTube channel, gaming channel. So if y'all really want to check it out, please check it out.
Yeah.
I mean,
the 2K version, the Dural, what he's doing with the NBA, me with the Madden 24 version, and what I'm doing with the Cardinals, and then after week
11. 12,
you're right. After week 11 would be back with the will be with the Rams, but it would be with my original team or the original player, the first player, since I got cut from the Cardinals. But you know, it keeping it consistent with the second player as well, keeping it, you know, aligned with the season. So I got two of them. So check it out. Dural.
Yeah.
2K, B, Madden 24. It's interesting.
I mean, we're grateful for all the outpour.
Oh, yes.
Of support that's been really been drowning this, you know, gameplay.
Yeah.
We have, you know, me and Darren's worked so hard to, you know, try to make a lot of these things work. And there's still some struggles. We still got work to do. But basically, off of all of the stuff that we've done, it's just been phenomenal.
Yes.
It's just been phenomenal. We appreciate y'all. Yes. Loving it. Every minute. Yes.
It's supported us and really just, it's just an outpour of support that it's very overwhelming.
It is very. We're really feeling good about how far we're really going to go, and the changes of, you know, in the near future that's going to happen. So it's been wonderful. We appreciate it very much. All right, so if there's nothing else, we can wrap this up and get on out of here.
Yep.
Okay, so that's it for another additional Double Take Sports Talk. Thank you for listening and or watching. If we, you know, get to that point, but thank you for listening. Of course, you can follow us on all the social medias. You got the YouTube channel, gaming channel at Double Take Sports Talk, and then our podcast channel that you can check out also at the Watts Brothers. Is that right?
Yes.
Or is that Flip? Okay. And of course, you got Twitter and Instagram, Twitter at DTSD2414, and then you got Instagram, the Watch Brothers. So check us out there. But until then, I'm Dural. Dural's right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks for listening. Until then,
ciao.
Ciao.